doesn't make me feel alright. Alright. The only time I'm feeling fine is with my baby sitting tight. I like to get down. I like to feel the sound. I like to get around. I leave a million of the state whenever I accelerate. I live for cars and girls, cars and girls. Cars and girls, cars and girls. Cars and girls.
Dictators wrapping up that set of music with I Live for Cars and Girls here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And speaking of girls, how about more songs about chocolate and girls? Yeah, that was the name of the track by the Undertones right before the Dictators. And you know what? If you are an Undertones fan and you're not listening to A Minute Pause with Sean Watson Tuesdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., then you are definitely missing out because he's one of my fellow Undertone fan DJs on this very radio station. Then I started the entire set off. Entire set started off with some Mission of Burma, an Academy fight song. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. I want to remind you that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic. But free and confidential help is available. If you visit benefitscheckup.org, you can see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can, too. Visit benefitscheckup.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This is Ralph. You are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go.
Okay. no hero. Marks on my soul. I made mistakes. I've been down that black hole. Just you and me.
Anthrax. Yeah, that was Anthrax wrapping up that set of music doing Joe Jackson's Got the Time here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And you're saying to yourself, a mockster? Remember that dude who called into your show all the time and requested metal and you never play it? And I'm like, well, sometimes I throw something on there. I guess Anthrax at one point was considered thrash metal. But anyway, I played that song for three reasons. Three very valid reasons, in my opinion. First and foremost, it's a great song. It truly is. And I'm hoping that when Anthrax first did that cover, it introduced a lot of fans of Anthrax and metal music to the music of Joe Jackson. Because I'm sure people are like, Joe Jackson, didn't he have like Steppin' Out? Wasn't that the dude? And I'm like, yeah, that's the dude. But dig deep into his archives and some great stuff in there. Outside of Steppin' Out, I love that album too. So sue me on that one. Two, I said three reasons. Two, I found out this week. Now, when you think of Anthrax, you go, who's in Anthrax? And I think of Scott Ian. Yeah, that's really who I associate with Anthrax all the time is Scott Ian. I found out this week that Scott Ian is married to Meatloaf's daughter. Technically, I think it's a stepdaughter, but he adopted her back in the late 70s. So Scott Ian's father-in-law was Meatloaf. Learned that one this week in the passing of Meatloaf. And then number three is what's my show. I can play what I want. Yeah. That's the default at all times. Before the Anthrax, Dayton, Ohio's own O-Matic with a No Pinky, No Leather from their one and only album, Dog Years. Played that right before I played some brand new Susie Quattro, title track from her Devil in Me album that came out last year. Played that one because I heard that recently on the radio. Yeah, I was driving around listening to the radio. What radio was I listening to? WRCT. Yeah, and my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, was playing it on Courts in Session. But he was calling Susie Quattro Pinky Tuscadero. And I know some of his listeners corrected him on that, but really, dude? Pinky? Susie Quattro, leather, all the way through. Yeah, you know what, though? You got to give him props when you get up to a certain age. Little neurons in your brain start firing off things, and I'm just surprised he remembered to put on pants. Before the Susie Quattro, name of the song was The Devil and Me, if I didn't tell you that. That's the name of the new album as well. I played some Gen X, little Billy Idol and company from the early days, Generation X, with Ready, Steady, Go. You know those Gen Zers out there, and you might be one of them? A lot of you don't even know of Gen X. Really don't. You're like, I don't know what that is. They think everyone's either a millennial or a boomer. They totally have forgotten about the Gen Xers. That's okay. Jay Thurber's all right with that. Hey, speaking of not Jay Thurber, let's go back to the Eric Jackson Lurie, because I might as well just promote his show while I've got the mic on and I'm rambling about him. It's a show called Courts in Session, and you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. It's EJL to his friends, but I call him Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul music. But what he does is he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. You can tune in Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. for the show. It's called Courts in Session, and it happens exclusively here in Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. You can reach me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com if there's a song that you're looking to hear on a future show. I got word just yesterday from our chief engineer that you're going to be able to call into the Mockster very soon, like within a week even. So be prepared for that. If you've got a live request that you want, you'll be able to call the WRCT request lines. And he said the gag is over, and he's done unplugging the phone every week where I can't receive phone calls. And he said he's going to let me take phone calls again. My probationary period's over, apparently. my scolding, my punishment, if that's what you want to call it. Anyways, get back into more music. Dr. Peter Schilling, not sure if he got his doctorate, but he's going to teach science or astronomy or some sort of class right now.
A million years have come and gone. The Earth is shifting towards the sun. Synthetic atmosphere is lost and forces the computers off. Communications are confused. The tides reverse and start a chain reaction. The seismograph result, incredible result. It says we're losing our control, losing our control. The scientists around the world decipher everything they told, but they don't really know, they don't really know. Instead of systematic, the news becomes erratic. No one can agree, no one can agree. The world is getting frantic as people start a panic. What does all this mean? The sun is moving closer and the atmosphere gets hotter as the system overloads, system overloads. Fighting these adverse conditions, loading for the expedition. Everyone must go, everyone must go. The fools are thinking the worst is over, they won't live to be much older. Why do they remain? Why do they remain? Everything is ready, everyone that's coming has been safely brought on board. The time has come to leave again. Turning to the universe, give up the word, abandon earth. Magnetic fields surrounding us, impounding us, increasing as the ship is taking off. Ship is taking off. The electronic shields protect us from the heat. We're slowly breaking loose, slowly breaking loose. The ship is lifting higher, the Earth is growing smaller as we leave the atmosphere, leave the atmosphere. We watch the Earth get closer, getting closer, getting closer as it drifts into the sun. The time has come to leave again. Activate the NOAA plan. Returning to the universe, give out the word, abandon earth. The time has come to leave again. Activate the NOAA plan. Returning to the universe, give out the word, abandon earth. The time has come to leave again. Activate the NOAA plan. Returning to the universe, give out the word.
So calm, couldn't be felt by anyone. So alone, it gave me the creeps. this, I'm amazed. I'm amazed with myself and my brain and my pain and my pain and my veins. I'm living it to my health, my self-confidence was broken while my trust was taken, and it left me with an empty life. And this night I rest on the middle of my bed, thinking all the things she said, close my eyes and sleep. All this drugs in my head seems I'm already dead, and I really don't want to depend. So I'll stick to my friends and my friends and my car and my friends. My friends and my cards and my car and my friends. Virginia till the end, play pool again. My friends and my friends and my car and my friends. My friends and my cards and my car and my friends.
My friends and my car.
from their 1982 album Pleasure Victim, Berlin, here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Masquerade. Hey, before the Berlin, a very special treat for you, some B-52s, and I don't know if just being the B-52s makes it that special treat, but the fact that the song I played was a Yoko Ono cover. The song's called Don't Worry, but what's interesting about it is, so that came out on their 1983 album Whammy, but they didn't really have approval from Yoko to record and put that on the album, so there were some legal disputes, and after September of 1983, future pressings no longer had that song, and they put a different song on the album. So what's also interesting about the Whammy album, if you look up historically, it sold, according to SoundScan, I think it sold 7 copies, I think. But the good news is WRCT's own Zombo bought one back in 1983, and he let me borrow it so I could play that on my show. So thank you, Zombo, for owning the B-52's Whammy. Hey, before that Don't Worry track, don't worry, I'll tell you the rest of the songs. Band from Portugal called Silence 4 gave us the song My Friends. Only song in that set of music that did not come out in the early 1980s. That one came out in the late 90s. Because before the Silence 4, I played some Peter Schilling. I was like, what else does Peter Schilling have to offer outside of Major Tom? So I went to his Error in the System album from 1982 to give you the Noah Plan. That wrapped up that set of music. Yeah, it's about 35 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. I don't know if you realize that. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster because this is a radio program called Viva La Mach. Comes to each and every week at this time, and I always appreciate when you tune in and see what's going on. I hinted about Radio 9 earlier, so why not just tell you all about Radio 9? Because if you remember Top 40 70s radio, do you remember that? 60s radio, 80s radio, Bueller. Good news, Jay Thurber does, and he does a little show called Radio 9 from noon to 3 p.m. each and every Saturday right here on WRCT, and it's a mix of oldies, it's a mix of newies, and it's a little bit of mix of snark. Again, it's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Or look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn down day.
Turn down. bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
To there behind the scenes. stand off, looking if there's such a strife. As you say, you lost your baby, wondering if it's in your life. Where you fly about Sundays, the ticker eyes and fall in one. Ask the questions of the buildings as they contemplate what's done. Tabernacle hillside, where you'll sight the dying sun. So you say you lost your baby, do you know that you're the one? So you say you lost your baby, do you know that you're the one?
It's brand new music from Spy Genius doing Gene Clark's So You Say You Lost Your Baby here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Spy Genius, some Box Tops in there with Happy Times. And then I was kind of stuck in the 60s for most of that set of music. Some Small Faces and Ichiku Park and start off the entire set. The entire set started off with The Circle doing Turn Down Day. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. People call me The Mockster. I'm just playing some rock and roll as I see fit for you. Some brand new music from Chris Church. New album's called Darling Please. It's the first single. It's Bad Summer here on 88.3 FM WRCT.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thomas Dolby wrapping up that set of music from his 1982 debut, The Golden Age of Wireless, with Radio Silence. So I have to ask, is Thomas Dolby a prognosticator? Name of his album, The Golden Age of Wireless. 1982, cell phones really weren't a thing in 1982. The whole wireless world was not really a thing. In fact, I can imagine that television remotes might have still been wired. At least some of them were in 1982. I don't know. Just making stuff up. From OK Computer, before that, Let Down from Radiohead. And I start off the entire set with some brand new Chris Church from Darling Please and Bad Summer. A song that name drops Come On Eileen. Did you hear that? It's in there. Hey, you know what? You should help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. Now, they're pretty easy. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick, and it can protect you all season long. Now, second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. You know, cover your cough, stay home from work, or stay home from school if you're feeling sick, and wash your hands often. And then third, there are actually drugs out there that can help treat flu illness, but they are best started when they're started early is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You can learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. This message brought to you by the Center for Disease Control and your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. You can reach me in an email form at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear on a future show. I've heard mixed reviews. I keep saying that I think soon you'll be able to call into my show and get instant requests, and then I've heard that the phones are still broken. So we're working on that. You just got to stay tuned and find out what's happening with that. Just keep your radio tuned here to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Or by appointment, or you can just visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 until 9 p.m. For more information, you can call the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination at 412-924-0634 or visit them at irmafreeman.org. As I already told you, my name is Paul. I am the Moxster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. And each and every week at this time, out of the kindness of my heart and the fact that the program director threatens me No, really, she doesn't, but we do a WRCT radio and music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. For example, now through February 10th, the film Drive My Car, which is a haunting road movie traveling a path of love, loss, acceptance, and peace. It's a winner of 3 prizes at the 2021 Cannes Film Festival, including Best Screenplay. Going on, it's airing at the Harris Theater. That's 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. First seen at the City Theater down on the South Side in 1996 was a I don't even know what it was, but it was based on the writings of Marshall McLuhan. Oh, it's called The Medium. That's what it is. The Medium. It's a play. And it explodes the effects of media and emerging technologies on our perceptions, our psyches, and our personal lives. Now, this is on stage now through February. What's this? February 13th. I said the 22nd earlier, so I might be wrong. Sorry about that. It's at City Theater on the South Side. For more information, 412-431-2489, or just go to citytheatercompany.org and find out if the Mockster's just spreading lies. I'm trying to tell you what's going on. Like, don't forget Marisol and Warhol Take New York. Still going on at the Warhol down on the north side. It's charting the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. The exhibition actually explores their parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and their early artistic practices back in the 1960s. It's on display now through Valentine's Day. That one I do know, at the Warhol. Sandusky Street on the north side, warhol.org for more information. Don't forget, the end of February, February 27th, it's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show returning with vendors from around the country buying, selling, and trading new and used vintage guitars, amps, effect pedals, electronics, tapes, records, CDs, literature, memorabilia, hard-to-find parts, and guess what? And more! Yeah, the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show. It's a one-day event, and it's happening again on February 27th, that's a Sunday, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Princegate Arena in Cannonsburg. More information can be found at guitarshowusa.com. And you can wash away the blues.